Yo, what's up? This is Charles Clark, and welcome to the Thrive Tribe Podcast, a podcast where you'll hear unfiltered success stories of everyday people who crush failure and discover their inner champion. Today, I have John Lee Dumas. He is the host of Entrepreneur on Fire, an award-winning podcast where he interviews inspiring entrepreneurs who are truly on fire. With over 2,000 episodes, 1 million plus listeners a month, and a seven-figure of annual revenue, JLD is just getting started. I hope you're ready to set your entrepreneur journey on fire with podcast expert John Lee Dumas. John Lee Dumas, welcome to the Thrive Tribe Podcast.
Charles, I am fired up to be here. Let's thrive together.
Yeah, let's do it. Before EO Fire became an award-winning podcast, before the seven-figure income of revenue every year, where were you? And did you ever think about quitting?
I was blind. I was searching. And not figuratively blind, I was figuratively blind. I mean, I was searching. I was looking for, what is that thing that I can wake up every morning and say, yes, I get to do this. Not, I have to do that.
Yeah.
I was searching. And listen, it wasn't overnight for me. I mean, I graduated college at 22 years old. I was in the Army for 8 years as an active duty officer, 4 of those years in the reserves. Then I tried law school, corporate finance, commercial real estate. I was trying. I was blindly searching around, testing and tasting all these different things. Not for me. Not for me. Not for me.
Yeah.
And then at 32 years old, 32 years into my life's journey, 10 years after I graduated college, I found it. And I'm not saying I found the thing I'm going to do for the rest of my life. Maybe not. But I found the thing that I could sink my teeth into, that I could wake up every morning and say, yes, I get to talk to Charles today. I get to talk to Tim Ferriss, to Gary Vaynerchuk, to Seth Godin, to Tony Robbins. Like, I get to have conversations with amazing people who I'm inspired by and motivated by. Like, that's what I wanted. That's my goal. That was my just version and definition of a happy day to day. And yeah, there's many times I felt like quitting, because it's tough putting in the work. It's tough struggling. It's tough failing. It's tough not being good at something. I wasn't good at podcasting when I started. How could I be? I had never done it before.
Yeah.
Is there an NBA basketball player that picks up a basketball when he's 7 years old and, like, you know, is 10 for 10 from the 3-point line? Of course not. They put in the reps. They get better. They practice. And that's what I did. I had to put in the reps every single day. 365, 2,000 episodes without missing a day.
Wow. See, it reminds me of the quote by Simon Sinek. It says, don't quit. Never give up trying to build the world you see, even if others can't see it. Listen to your drum and your drum only. It's the one that makes the sweetest sound.
You should be designing your world. Like, if you can't get up and say, you know, what I'm marching to the beat of this drum is the beat of the drum that I chose, that I decided.
Right.
That's what we want as human beings, man. We want freedom to choose. I mean, as entrepreneurs, we can't breathe without freedom. There's a reason why I failed at all of those other things, because I wasn't free to choose.
I'm constantly trying to find, you know, just like you when you were 32, that sound, the voice, you know, being a motivational speaker, being someone who wants to encourage people to live true to themselves. That's a tough thing to do, but it's the thing where you just got to keep pursuing, keep the motion, keep moving. You know, like a world-class athlete, you don't stop because you trip up. You just got to keep going, run your race and find your stride. Your podcast, you're an entrepreneur, and like many, you work from home, and I'm sure you have many challenges along the way. What are some of those challenges that you face on yourself?
You know, challenges are, am I going in the right direction? Should I say yes to this great opportunity, when the reality is, if I do, I'm saying no to every other opportunity that could come my way that I now can't say yes to because my bandwidth is being taken up by this. So just the constant decisions. You know, we're a team of 5 people. We're so lean. Do I stay lean as a team, or do I try to build a bigger team and get more revenue and make more money? Like, all these decisions are happening all the time, and it's always fluid, and things are changing. Podcasting's on fire right now. If you had told me in 2012 that in 7 years podcasting would be like the biggest thing, I'd be like, wow, I'm surprised to hear that, because I am surprised. And who knows what it's going to be in a year, 2 years, 10 years from now.
Yeah.
But you've got to to keep tasting things and testing things and trying things just so you can keep your finger on the pulse and you can know what's next. Like, you never know what's coming up next. So all these decisions are always happening. Like, you're on this ball, you're standing on this ball that you have to always just kind of be adjusting your weight and your balance,
yeah,
or you're going to fall off because the motion never stops. If you ever stop, you're stagnating, you're decaying, you're dying. So the motion never stops.
Yeah, motion is key, man. It's kind of like the ball that rolls down the hill. You pick up momentum, but once you stop, it's harder to get the things back rolling.
It is so hard to get that initial momentum. That's what most people don't realize, is it's so hard to get that first taste of momentum, to get that first inch of momentum, so that if you ever find any traction anywhere, hang on for dear life.
What was that traction for you when you first started podcasting and you said, oh, I taste something sweet? Like, what was that moment?
It was the day that I launched, and I saw that all my hard work in the pre-launch, the 40 interviews I'd set up, all the marketing that I did to let people know that the podcast was coming, like, it all came to fruition. And we had a really big launch, and our first couple of weeks were huge. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, we hit plateaus and we hit dips and we hit struggling times and tough times where I'm like, is it worth it to keep going? I mean, we made $27,000 our first year. Mm-hmm. Like, that's tough. I mean, I had been a six-figure earner for a number of years before I jumped into podcasting as a full-time entrepreneur for my career. So, like, that was a huge drop. And, you know, luckily month 13 was where everything clicked into place and we broke $100,000 for the month, let alone the year. So I made more that month than I usually made in a years of at a job I disliked.
Right.
So that was pretty sweet. And ever since then, which was 71 months ago, we've never generated less than $100,000.
And that takes a routine. So I want you to walk us through that, the Thrive Tribe. What does your morning routine consist of to override those big challenges that we're constantly going to face being an entrepreneur? And in your case, the podcast world, how do you develop that success consciousness?
So my morning routine is very specific, and I'm pretty committed to it, meaning it has very little variance. I'm a big believer that everybody needs to develop their own morning routine that works for them, because the biggest thing is you've got to commit and stick to your commitment. So it's got to work for you.
Yeah.
Now, what works for me, I live in Puerto Rico. So I wake up, I like to wake up by 6 a.m., latest 6:30, and I'm off for a 3.2 mile walk. You know, I'm still tired, so I just kind of want to get going and just get my blood flowing and get outside in the fresh air, and the sun's coming down because the sun rises around 6 a.m. here. So the sun's out, I'm getting vitamin D, I'm moving, blood's flowing. It's already kind of warm out because it's Puerto Rico, so I'm building up a sweat, and I get back. I have a rebounder right behind me here, this little trampoline. So I jump on the rebounder to get the lymph nodes moving. Then I'm hydrating in a massive way. Like, I'm drinking a ton of water. I have a fruit and vegetable mix. I have a protein mix. So I'm drinking that, consuming that content as well. Then I'm getting my mushroom coffee and my teas ready. And then I'm sitting on my Chase lounge over here and I'm meditating and I'm journaling and I'm focusing on me. Like, again, this first 90 minutes of my morning, it's me. It's self-care. I'm taking care of me, because if I don't take care of myself in the first 90 minutes of the day, then I can't give my best to my audience for the remainder of that day. So your morning routine should consist of you, of your self-care, of the right fluids in your body, the right food in your stomach, the right exercise. And again, for me, the right exercise is a walk. I don't want to wake up and have, you know, some crazy intense workout. And that's me. That's my desire. Because I don't want to go to bed knowing that's going to be what happens when I wake up in the morning. That's like a little bit of stress that I just don't want to deal with. So my intense workouts are in the afternoon. And that works for me. And that's not part of my morning routine. Yeah. But again, I've evolved that over time.
Yeah. Finding what works for you, Thrive Tribe. What are you doing first thing in the morning? Are you rolling over to your phone, checking out Instagram, Twitter? Are you taking the time for yourself? Because that is what true winners do. So I want to ask you another question, JLD. What are three habits that you created to turn your podcast interviews to a profitable income?
Number one is I actually engage with my listeners. When I get an email or a social media message or anything along those lines, I engage with that person.
Whenever just like you did with me.
Just like I did with you.
Yeah.
You know, like when I can, I'm recording a video, like because I use a tool called Loom. So it's really easy for me just to record a quick video, not necessarily with my face, but at least, you know, the audio is in there. So they're watching a video of me on their email, you know, speaking and saying, hey, what's up, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to just, you know, answer this. So they know it's me. Because if I'm going to actually take the time to do it, I want them to know that I'm doing it, not my assistant, you know, not some bot. And the same way in you know, Instagram and Facebook, like I get in there and I'm personally responding to these messages. When I can, I'm using the voice app, you know, on Instagram DMs and stuff like that, just so people know that it is me. Because again, if I'm actually going to do it, I don't want them to be like, this can't be JLD. This must be some one of his assistants.
Right.
And so, you know, that's one habit that I think is really big. That's really important. Another habit is daily content. Every single day, I'm releasing a video on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on YouTube, on Facebook. It's the same video, but it's being promoted across all those platforms so that every single day, I'm just sharing 1 minute of inspiration, of motivation, of ideas, of guidance. And I'm just there every single day, just ping, 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 ping. And it's just sometimes people skip over them for 6 days. They watch the seventh and it just resonates with them. And that's it. That's what it's meant to do. It's there for you when you need it. It's content that I'm creating for them. So that daily content would be another big habit of mine as well. And then, you know, another habit that I would say is I stay engaged with my past guests. Like, they're friends of mine. I've built a connection with them, a network. I've now interviewed 2,200 people. That's a lot of very successful entrepreneurs that I can keep relationships with. So I stay in touch with them. I let them know, you know, what's going on in my life. How can I help their life? And just letting them know that, hey, you're an Entrepreneurs on Fire alumni. Like, you're part of the fam. Let's do this.
What advice would you give to someone who's looking to speed up their productivity within the podcast business?
If you're looking to speed up your productivity, you need to get the Mastery Journal. It's my best work I've ever done. It will be the best $30 investment of your life.
Yeah.
It's going to teach you how to master productivity, how to master discipline, how to master focus, following one course until success. And it's all there in a gorgeous faux leather journal that's right there at your fingertips. It is everything that I do. It's everything that I've learned from the 2,200 entrepreneurs that I've interviewed right there in a $30 journal, themasteryjournal.com.
There it is. Thrive Tribe, you heard it first here. The last question I want to ask you, JLD, is whenever you take risks to start something new, what are the signs that enable you to know that you're on the right place, that you're in the right spot?
Following my gut, just listening to my intuition, it will tell me. It will let me know. And then also keep my finger on the pulse of the people that are consuming that content, gauging their reactions, seeing how they're giving me feedback on that. So those two indicators are really big.
Yeah. JLD, I appreciate this moment to have you on the Thrive Tribe podcast. Thank you so much for your time.
Charles, you're the man. Take care, brother.
All right, man. See you later. Thrive Tribe, if you enjoyed today's episode and you want more just like this series, Success Consciousness, make sure you hit the subscribe button. I'll see you next week.